You're listening to SBS News.
When is it too hot to play tennis? Several players have complained about oppressive heat at the US Open Tennis in New York. The women's tour has allowed female players to take a 10-minute break between the second and third sets since 1992, if either player requests it. But after six men pulled out on Tuesday, with the temperature pushing towards 38 degrees, organisers were forced to implement an extreme heat policy for men as well. Novak Djokovic was one player who took advantage of the new rule during his match with Martin Fucsovics.
I want to thank US Open for allowing us to have a 10-minute break after third set. I think we both needed it. That was funny because Martin and I were ice bath one next to another. So we had the two ice baths. We were naked in the ice baths, and it was quite wonderful feeling, you know.
The weather over the weekend is forecast to drop to more acceptable levels before heating up again on Monday and Tuesday. In the English Premier League this weekend, top of the table Liverpool is one of four clubs with perfect records going into the fourth weekend of action. The Reds travel to play Leicester City in the opening fixture of the round in a match that's live on SBS television. In a sign of Liverpool's strength, $78 million signing from Monaco Fabinho has yet to play a match this season. Manager Jurgen Klopp insists he still may not be ready for the trip to Leicester after having trouble adjusting to the greater physical demands of the English Premier League. But he looks forward to giving him his debut when the Brazilian is ready.
We are 100% convinced, so everything will be fine, and sometimes it needs a bit longer. Is it then nice for the player not to be in the squad? No, but I have to make a squad for the match day and not for match day 15. So that's it. It's all good.
The action gets underway on SBS from 9 p.m. in the East. With the top eight of the NRL now set ahead of the finals, this weekend's final round of regular season action is a chance for sides to build some momentum going into the cut and thrust of the knockout rounds. Former player and now commentator on Fox Sports, Greg Alexander, says he believes the winner will come from one of two clubs.
I think Brisbane, with their forward pack, with their bench, with their outside backs, with Darius Boyd finding a bit of form recently, I think that's important. That was a good win against the Roosters. They could possibly win the comp. I think the Sharks can win the comp. I think they've got a good enough side around a guy that's really got the X factor in this year's comp, and that's Valentine Holmes.
The AFL takes a weekend off ahead of the finals, which begin next Thursday when Richmond takes on Hawthorn. The Formula One season continues with the Italian Grand Prix at Monza over the weekend. It's always a special race for Ferrari fans. Sebastian Vettel's win in Belgium last weekend brought the gap to standings leader Lewis Hamilton of Mercedes down now to just 17 points. Vettel says he's happy with improvements to his car since the start of the season and is excited to be racing in front of an Italian crowd on Sunday.
We have a good car that seems to work everywhere. I don't think the car was there right from the beginning, but I think we got it now to a point where it seems to work everywhere. But racing in Italy is special for us, you know, with Ferrari, it's our home race, so it should be a lot of fun.
In cricket, the fourth test match between India and England will be contested over the weekend in Southampton. A win for England will clinch the best of five match series, while a win for India will see the series going down to a deciding fifth and final test. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.